Blog Talk Radio.
And now on Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to Wine Talk with Stu the Wine Guru.
Welcome to Wine Talk for today, Wednesday, September 21st, 2011. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, and I'm your host, Stu the Wine Guru, coming to you live from beautiful Coral Springs, Florida, as I always do. You know, I'll take your calls anytime during the show at 1-646-381-4860 or email your questions at info@stuthewineguru.com. You can also go into my chat room here on the show page and chat with other wine enthusiasts or tweet me any questions you like to @stuthewineguru on Twitter, and I'll read them live on the show. I want to say thanks to all the listeners out there globally for getting the word out about my show. Welcome to all of you listening worldwide. I call that the power of the people. It's the power of the internet. If you want to find out more about me, just Google Stu the Wine Guru. You can find the websites, videos, magazines, and TV shows I'm currently a part of. Speaking of articles and reviews, I'm writing wine articles and reviews for Yahoo and The Examiner, along with Simply the Best magazine, so look for those. I'm in the latest issue of Simply the Best, which is a lifestyle magazine available on newsstands all over the state of Florida. Pick one up and check out my article on the millennials, Generation Wires. All my wine articles are now available on any smartphone. Just download the Hello Vino app, and you can take my wine reviews and articles with you anywhere you go. Tonight, I have on one of the top winemakers out of Israel. His wines are so well crafted that they rival some of Napa Valley's best. The name of his amazing wine company? Dalton Wines. His name is Alex Haruni, and he will be joining us shortly. Of course, the number to call is 1-646-381-4860, or if you're shy and you prefer the computer, email me your questions to info@stuthewineguru.com. You can also tweet me your questions to @stuthewineguru on Twitter. I will read them live here on the show. As always, I've opened a chat room for the listeners to go into and chat. You can also ask questions of Alex and I will check into the chat room live periodically during the show to get answers for you. Let me make sure that everyone listening knows Alex's website. You can go there for more information about him and his incredible wines. To learn more about Alex Haruni and Dalton Wines, go to www.dalton.com. dalton-winery.com. That's www.dalton-winery.com. And you can find out about his wines, about Alex, about upcoming events, things he's doing, and a lot about Israeli wines. A little show note. I did a lecture on single malt whiskeys about a Taiwanese new company that's producing a phenomenal single malt whiskey called Catalan. It's out of the Yailan province of Taiwan, and it's in the Snow Mountains, and they have pure water there. They have clean air, and they're about 20 degrees warmer than Scotland is. And as a result of that, their single malt ages much more quickly, and therefore it imparts a much more mature flavor profile than the ones from Scotland. In fact, I think they rival some of the Scottish scotches that you can drink, like Balvenie and Glenmorangie and a few of the other amazing Scottish single malt scotches. So I just wanted to let you know that, yes, in fact, not only do I know about wines, but craft beer, and just about anything poured in glass, including single malt scotches and single malt whiskeys. It was at the Miami Beach Convention Center, and it was very well attended. And I have to say, I enjoyed talking about it with a good part of the Asian businessmen and women. It was very well received as well. So I just wanted to let you know that as soon as it's available here in the States, I will let you know, keep you posted, and I will urge you to go out there and pick up some of the Catalan single malt whiskeys. Coming up on my show, just to let you know, I've been getting some great feedback from Twitter, Facebook, social media on my new TV gig, NBC's Miami Nonstop channel, Nonstop Foodies. As I mentioned, it launched in May, and my Your Wine List segments air 5 days a week, 5 times a day. I'm very proud of this project and being on an NBC show. It's been a great ride. It's fantastic. In addition to that, as I mentioned earlier, you can keep reading my Simply the Best magazines, which is on newsstands all over Florida. I've done 3 months and 3 issues, the first one being on the art of sipping wine, the second one being on bottle aging, and the most recent issue, which is on newsstands right now, is about the millennials and their impact on the wine industry. So I urge you to go out there and pick up a Simply the Best magazine. Upcoming events, I will be doing a wine tasting at Josephine's in Boca Raton on October 18th. So you want to get there. It's going to be 5 incredible dishes and 4 fantastic 2 red, 2 white wines that I'll pair with them. It'll be $65 per person. So you can RSVP at josephinesofboca.com. You can call them up, and I would highly suggest that you look to RSVP and get your seats as soon as possible, because it's something that fills up very quickly over the next month. And the interesting thing I want to say about my guest coming on is that it's very amazing how Israeli wines, not many have been imported to or exported out of Israel and imported into the States. You know, of course, there's a big kosher wine industry, but there is a few of the Israeli winemakers that make such phenomenal wines that you can get readily everywhere. There are key pockets of the U.S. you can, and some don't even export. That's the amazing thing. So you end up getting, you know, some decent wines, but not on the average, you're not getting the best that that Israel has to offer. And they have, I have to say, the Cabernets and a lot of the, because of the conditions and being that they are more desert-like, the vines have to struggle. And when the vines struggle, you get some great wine out of it. You get some intense heat, which is kind of nice. So it tends to keep the grapes drier, and so you get some really intense flavors on them. I want you to take a look at my website, www.stewthewineguru.com, for upcoming events I'll be at. Like, for instance, the Miami International Wine Fair, which is actually this weekend. I will be there Sunday, so I'd like to let everybody know that they should get there and check it out, because there's wines from all over the world. You've got Spain with Ribera del Duero. You've got Italy and Australia, the U.S., France, just about everywhere is going to be represented at the Miami International Wine Fair, again at the Miami Beach Convention Center. So you want to get down there and check that out. It's phenomenal. The wines that are represented, as well as the seminars through Wine Spectator. So I highly suggest you do that. In addition, I'll be covering the upcoming South Beach Wine and Food Festival. That will be in February, as well as backing up to January. Of course, I'm going to go down to the Conch Republic in Key West and hang out with the Conch Republic partiers and do the Key West Wine and Food Festival, which is now in its third year. And I had a blast last year when I did it. Everybody loves partying and they really enjoy themselves. So I highly recommend that you put that on your calendar of events. And if you're looking to come down to Florida, certainly in January and February, this is the time to be down here, because it is super cold just about everywhere else. You've got winter conditions that are in full effect in most of Northeast, Midwest, and so on. So January is the Key West. Of course, the South Beach Food and Wine Festival from the Food Network. You have all the, you know, who's who of the wine and food industry, all your top people that you watch on television, inclusive of Anthony Bourdain and Mario Batali and Michael Chiarello, and just, you know, just to name a few that will be there. So you definitely want to make sure that you look at the websites and you register and get your tickets as early as possible, because they get they definitely get booked up very, very quickly. In addition to that, I'll be making a variety of different personal appearances all over. So when you get to my website, you'll see the update as to what I'll be doing for that as well. And we're holding on for Alex to come on. So momentarily, I'm going to check our email and see the questions that we may have here coming. well as it happens, unfortunately, on live radio, Alex had some difficulty calling in. So I think we can wrap up the show. If you have any questions, of course, about the show, you can send them to info@stewthewineguru.com. If you want to know more about me and you want to find out where I'm going to be, my articles, videos, and to listen to Wine Talk previous shows, you can go to www.stewthewineguru.com. I want to thank everyone that had actually emailed in some questions. I promise you I will get answers for you. I will get in touch with Alex and get those answers for you directly. As I always say, if it's time to pour the wine, it's time for Stew the Wine Guru. Drink up. Good night and good wine.